tomorrow.
This is Allison.
This is Beverly.
Please enjoy this special bonus episode, taking you deeper into Twelfth Night and exploring how you would perform that production with only characters from Firefly.
You're welcome, America.
My thought is, like, the Buffy the Musical episode.
You have my full attention. Go on.
What would happen? Because you know I want to figure out a way to do this.
Allison has convinced herself that Twelfth Night is the perfect story to be done by the characters of Firefly. I'm trying to tell her I don't think it works, but she's convinced.
The thing is, it doesn't quite work all the way. You have to
Because some of them are related.
You have to.
And not everyone's in love?
Some parts of it work really well, which is why I think you would have to.
Inara as Olivia?
In a dream world where Firefly never got canceled and everything was right with the world.
In a perfect world where there's no standardized testing.
It would be like a dream episode. Like they were all dreaming. So that's how you could get away with them not maybe necessarily being related or not in love with each other. With the right people.
You
want to
make a fan fiction episode for television.
Yes, I do. That's exactly what I want. So you would have to do that because some of the characters really work. And I texted you some points and you never texted me back, but it's fine.
I was really busy doing my job. I was working.
You couldn't answer my question. Because definitely, like, Toby and Maria as Zoe and Wash works 100%.
Oh, fuck.
That's real good.
It was real good.
River as the clown works also real good. Because smartest person in the play, and everyone's discounting her. But she's like, let me just give it to you straight. This is what's the reality. Also, Jane as Andrew works great.
No, frack, you're right.
I know. I'm telling you, it's reality. This is real. This is such a good idea. And you even said they have already done a version of this with X-Men. So clearly it can work for Firefly.
I like Mal as Orsino, too. And
right?
Inara
as Olivia?
Olivia.
Or, yeah. But then they don't end up together, which is
you're right. Oh,
so
Seth.
It's like
so Mal is Sebastian, and then Olivia's Inara. So who's Orsino?
Yes. See, the other thing is there's 10 speaking characters in this, and there's only 9 in Firefly. So you have
to have.
Because
you got Shepherd Book, right?
There's still only 9 on Serenity. Are you questioning my memory again?
No, I'm not, because I made Sims once, and I thought the limit was 9.
And you're telling me, my fan fiction episode of Twelfth Night Firefly is no good.
I didn't judge you. I was actually telling you that I'm not sure it was legitimate enough.
But now I'm telling you my ideas and you're agreeing. It's 9. It's 9. I promise you. It's 9, but there's 10 characters in 12.
No, there's book. That's 9.
Listen.
You're right.
Yeah, it's 9. You're like, no, there's book. Oh, wait, that's 9. Okay, so listen. But there's 10 characters in Twelfth Night that are speaking. So you have to add Patience, Saffron, or Tracy. You have to add one of them as one of the random characters. Not as a random character,
this
but you know what I mean.
This is going to be its own episode. I know.
But like Tracy could be Malvolio, which would be hilarious. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, dude, it works so well. As
or Badger.
Yeah, you could also have Badger. But you wouldn't have Badger as Malvolio. You would have him as, I don't know.
Bestie.
No, because that's River.
I know, you were set on that, but it would work.
But it would work. There's a lot of different ways that you could do it. But my point is, you would have to do it as sort of they did the Buffy musical episode, where it's, I mean, you can't have it be a spell because it's Firefly and there's only spaceships, not magic.
Duh.
But, get it right. But somehow in which they're all asleep and having this weird dream, or they get super drunk. You need to have it taken slightly out of the reality.
You're talking about casting the characters in Firefly 12th Night. You don't need to come up with a reason why. You can just do it. It's fine.
Okay, then let's do it.
No.
Sit down. I was like, I need a flowchart for who's in love with who, and then I just need to
fill the blanks.
Yes, and it would be great. But number one is that Zoe and Wash as Toby and Maria is amazing, especially if you have Wash as Maria and Zoe as Toby and swap it
even you're one right. more that time. Fits.
It's so legit.
That fits a lot.
It's too legit to quit legit. On my idea, so I'm going to keep working on it, and then I'll let you know when I'm ready to put on this version. But now you see what I'm saying. It does work. Yeah, and I would totally do an X-Men version of it, of 12th Night as well.
Well, they do it because it's for kids. So they did a My Little Pony Midsummer, they did X-Men, 12th Night, and they did Harry Potter Hamlet. It was super awkward because everyone who's related to each other is kind of up like Bellatrix and Voldemort were Claudius and Gertrude. So Hamlet was like, Bellatrix, don't fall in love with Voldemort. It was super weird. And like Ron is Laertes, or no, sorry, Draco's Laertes.
This doesn't...
Ron is Horatio, Hermione is Ophelia. So Harry and Hermione are, like, in love.
They could have done a better job.
No, it's for kids. That's the right choices. I thought about it, and those are the right choices.
Okay.
Oh, what? Go.
Orsino could be Inara, and then Mal could be Viola, which would be so trippy. It would be pretty great, though.
And he dresses as a girl to come, like, study with her at the harem.
Yes! All right. Think about it.
Okay, we're going back.
Okay, now back to reality.